Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Good to have you here with us, post-Christmas show, and we're looking forward to it. Don's here.
It's early New Year's show, too.
Yeah, it's the last one of 2024.
Yeah, it is. It is our last one. We have to do a tally, but it's all good. A lot of good stuff coming up today. We're going to talk about somebody survived avalanches. There's a lot of snow out west and some budget surpluses, the good things to talk about in the Minnesota funds for the outdoors. Stay tuned for that and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Oh, good to see you guys after the lovely Christmas Eve and Christmas Day celebrations. How was yours, Tom?
Very nice. Of course, you had all the kiddos over, and they make all kinds of noise with their toys and drives Grandpa home.
Well, the nice part about that is you can either, if you were at their house, you can leave them with the toys that you provide.
I did.
I think that is
obnoxious,
exactly what he did. Yes.
And you walk out the door and go home, you start laughing.
Yep.
Ava,
yeah,
yours is good.
You can leave. You can give the kids back. I have to keep them.
Yeah.
So. Well, yours was good. See, that's you're paying the price because you have relatives that come over and give you that same kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, do you have the Christmas love that you bring over the most miserable toys for the kids?
What?
No. Oh, you know, there's nothing better than, light brights. They go all over the house.
Oh, sure.
You know, those kind of things. You know, the paints.
The really messy stuff.
The mini drum set.
We're a little bit too young for those things.
Oh, it's coming.
Yet, but, yeah.
The fire engine that,
trust me, my house is covered in
food.
And
after a while, you pretend it's out of batteries and you don't have any new ones.
Yeah, it's broken. I don't know what
happened.
It's
broken. Yeah, but you can still play with
Trust
it.
Trust me, I already used that. It's broken. I don't know.
I've got
it's
a
too
little,
bad.
I've got a 2-year-old. You know what her favorite thing is? To vacuum.
Oh, yeah. My girls love to clean, too.
Yeah. So she got a Dyson kids vacuum.
Awesome.
Looks just like a Dyson. Only.
Does it actually suck it up?
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just, but they didn't come with batteries.
Oh.
So she just pushes it around right now.
Which is fine until she's bored with it, then you put batteries in it.
Yeah, and then it'll make noise.
And then it'll scare her for a day.
Yeah. Yeah. The
what
robot
happens?
Thing, you know, the voice of a robot.
Eric's like,
oh man,
we're talking about 2-year-olds.
It's
well,
not, it's not bad. It's the first 3 hours isn't too bad. It's hour 4 and 5 that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a diminishing return.
I think,
my parents would agree with
I
you.
Think it's time to go.
I think we need to go before it gets dark.
Before you start, and you're right across the street or next door. And then it's like, oh, yeah, it's getting a little slippery outside. I don't want to fall down the
sidewalk.
It was
really fun. The kids are great.
Yeah. I had some friends over from our ski school. We were over last weekend, and it was a blast. But the reason I brought this up was, we had, you know, Christmas food. Everybody has Christmas food and whatever that might be.
Yep.
So I decided to have my menu, meaning full of fish, and more fish.
Nice.
So I smoked 2 different kinds of salmon.
Yeah.
I did poached walleye, and I put it on a poached cracker, First, I put on some corned bean dip salsa. Put that on a cracker after I break up the pieces of fish after they've cooled a little bit. That was a hit. The salmon was a hit. And then my buddy that I brought out fishing to Michigan last year, he made a salmon bisque. So yeah. It was absolutely, we had an absolutely fantastic time. That was awesome. And it was
good. How many pounds you gained?
About 6.
Yeah.
Over the last 7 days, 8 days.
I actually behaved myself really well.
Me too.
Well, I actually did. The problem is that when I had that party, they left a bunch of food at the house, and I was...
intentional.
Yeah, not good. But I'm all good now.
Yes.
I dropped most of it off with working out and getting ready.
If you just work out the day of, it's not so bad.
No. And then you just
the
watch
day
what
of
you
Christmas?
Put together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A Christmas lift. Come on, Don.
Oh.
Pump some iron.
Yeah, okay. I do. It's called a fork.
Yeah.
That's not ironed on.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know.
We'll have to teach him
some. Stainless, not more. Just stainless.
I've got some cast iron pans, I suppose I could.
Yeah.
You could have done
curl.
That.
Yeah.
Those are heavy.
He did the other way around. He did 16-ounce curl.
Mm-hmm.
One, right. Maybe one or two.
Right.
Oh, well. No, it's all good.
We actually make healers. I'll tell you what those are.
Oh.
I have no idea. What are they? You have to tell us now.
What are they?
Yeah.
It is a mixture that you learn when you're curling, and they provide it usually on a bond spiel on the Sunday morning of the event.
Okay.
Because there's a good chance that most of the people showing up for the 8:00 game have a headache. I don't know why, but
okay.
Use your imagination.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's why they call it a healer.
That's why they call it a healer. What it is? It's a cracked egg.
Ugh.
In a blender.
Blender. Yep. Blended.
Okay.
And you put in about that much.
That's about 2 inches worth.
About 2 inches worth of, some use brandy. Some use, I use actually a flavored whiskey. Best I ever made, by the way. And you put in a bunch of... nutmeg, and you fill it up with ice cream. You pack in it full ice cream, and then you top it off with eggnog.
And to me, that sounds like a Tom and Jerry.
You spin it up.
Sounds like something Martha Stewart would make.
Yeah.
You spin it up, and I have never had anybody go, wow, that is really good.
Nobody's ever said that?
Or nope. You've...
Everybody. I mean, everybody says that.
Oh okay.
I was anticipating nobody was going to say
it. No,
it's
no, no. I've never had anybody that didn't say.
Oh, that did not. Okay. Yeah. Well... I don't know what to tell you there.
We're going to have some jingle juice this weekend, and I don't know what that is.
Well, I started making it my special. I went into a deep dive into the old fashions over Christmas, too. So I figured that mulling everything, and I got it dialed, so now I'm spot on.
Fancy.
Yeah, I had some people that were very, very, very much a connoisseur of old fashions.
So you're a mixologist.
And
now.
I'm developing, no, I'm not going to say I am, but I'm developing skills to try to be at some point.
Yeah, well,
so enough about Christmas and that, but hey, we did talk fish. So
yes.
Somebody said, what are we having? I said, fish, what did you figure? Well, tell you what, we're going to be right back. Tell a little bit about, hey, what's happening out west, some snow, some avalanches, all that and more when we return.